Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Janice Evans and Devin Hersey. They both do HIV treatment and prevention work here in Missouri and across the country. We met this month at the Legislative Advocacy Day, hosted by the Missouri HIV Justice Coalition, where they were both advocating for changes to Missouri's HIV criminalization laws. They spoke about some of the reasons HIV impacts communities of color at a higher rate. Here's Devin.
The CDC projects 1 in 2 black gay men will be living with HIV, or will be diagnosed with HIV over the course of a lifetime. If that were happening to white people, regardless of sexual orientation, it would be unacceptable. We've been conditioned to feel that it's acceptable for black people to be experiencing this level of disparity because we associate black people with sexual deviance, for one, and with disease. Given the history of the Tuskegee syphilis study, there became this implicit association with black people with disease and with uncontrollable sexual urges.
And it really has very little or nothing to do with the sex. Very little to nothing to do with the sex. It's like if you look at disease, period, no matter what the disease is in the African American or communities of color, it's always a bump up or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. It's always that. So now HIV would not be anything any different. If you're not taking care of high blood pressure, you are not going to take care of your HIV.
Yeah, and we always talk about stigma within the field of HIV, like as if there's something wrong with the person. We take for granted the fact that there are very legitimate reasons not to be comfortable with services that are supposed to be rehabilitative.
When people hear about the laws that are on the books for the state of Missouri, they are mortified because the laws were, I feel, created in panic, and they do not match the science at all. You know, science has developed further than these laws. You can spit on somebody and you can go to jail for a long time. And then the person who is HIV positive is faced with that burden of proof. They have to prove that they told somebody that what their status was, and that's ridiculous. It also causes people to not want to not even say that they're positive. And again, all my thoughts go back to black people when they were we were 3/5 of a man. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't count. And that's the way I feel like a lot of these laws have discounted a lot of people who are HIV positive.
It is because we are among the most marginalized people. We're the people that are not always heard from, the people who are not reached out to. And also, many people living with HIV live intersectional lives. We're not only people of color, but we're also queer, or we're also women, or people whose voices are silenced in a lot of these agencies. Something else I've recognized is that the very same factors that put me at risk for HIV are the same barriers that I have to navigate on a local agency level. They're the same hoops. They're the exact same hoops that I have to jump through.
That was Devin Hersey and Janice Evans speaking about some of the ways HIV impacts communities of color at a higher rate. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Landon Jones. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.